An Ohio inmate inspired a recently released film on the inequities of the U.S. justice system. The film's title is Invisible Chess, the Jason Goodlock story. It explains how an Ohio law has led to the isolation of some prisoners, causing psychological damage. With me to talk about the film is one of its makers and Denison University Emeritus Professor William Nichols. There's a screening of the film tonight at Denison. Thanks for joining me.
I'm glad to be here and appreciate the chance to talk with you.
This film revolves around so-called old law and new law inmates. Explain the difference.
The old law inmates went into prison before 1996. The new law came in 1996, and it's a truth in sentencing law that changes how inmates are sentenced.
And so it changes it that they're sentenced for less time?
Not necessarily. What it does is it says it does not require that a parole board make any kind of decision, so that if they get a 10-year sentence, they serve a 10-year sentence. That wasn't true under the old law. In that case, you would get wide differences. You might get a 5 to 25-year sentence.
How many inmates does this affect?
It looks now as though there are about 4,000 inmates who are still under the old law.
Your movie highlights one of the inmates. His name is Jason Goodlock. What's his story?
He went into prison in 1994 as an 18-year-old, and 2.5 years later, the new law went into effect. And Jason Goodlock, because he feels that if he gets in a fight, say, with a new law prisoner, he will have his sentence extended, and the new law prisoner won't. He feels that puts him in danger, and so he has really chosen for much of his time in prison since 1996 to be in isolation.
What was his crime?
Actually, several crimes, and he was tried for several of them. They included armed robbery, assault, and a drug crime.
Mass incarceration of African-American men and the mentally ill has been widely discussed. Why did you want to make this movie?
I'd been working with Jason Goodlock for several years, helping him write a novel, and I felt that there was an injustice that really was much more important than just one injustice for one inmate, and I felt that I really wasn't making much effect with anything I wrote, and so I got the idea of trying to find someone to help me make that film.
Many lawmakers on both sides of the aisle now say they want to see criminal justice reform. What would you want that to look like?
In the case of this particular injustice, I would like to see a kind of judicial review of old law prisoners. More broadly, I would like to see kinds of legislation that reintroduced much more rehabilitative work, including a lot more education within the prisons, because we know that with education, we reduce recidivism.
Your movie is called Invisible Chess. Where did you get the name?
We got that name from Jason Goodlock, who said one day, I really am constantly playing invisible chess by trying to avoid conflict within prison. And the difficulty is that the people I'm playing chess with have much more power than I do, because they know when they're going to get out and they can afford to get in fights and it won't change their situation.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with Denison University Emeritus Professor William Nichols. He developed a film called Invisible Chess about the problems in the judicial system. There's a screening today at Denison. Thanks again.
Thank you for letting me talk with you.